Monar Sattarajati does not need any introduction. As you all know, he has been very active in the community, representing Islam in the true form. So, with the salawat, I would invite Monar Sattarajati.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad.
All of us are.
It's
also for them. So whenever you see this dua or the prayer for the children, you see about Hazrat Zakaria, same way. Habli min ladunka waliya yarasuni wa yarasu min aliyahu waj'alhu rabbi radiya. You see, this dua basically, when he's saying this, grant me from yourself an offspring, a successor, and then who should inherit me and inherit from the children of Yaqub, and make him my Lord, one in whom you are well pleased. And because we love our children, you see, the message, we want to continue and transfer this message to the other generation. Hazrat Ibrahim is a champion of Tawheed. He himself, his whole life, he spent for this. And he is asking this to continue this message in his generation. And he's saying, وَجْعَلِّ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Of course, he's doing his job. He's going to continue this message for the Tawheed and say, ordain for me a goodly mention among, posterity. Give unto me a good report in later generations. That means this message should continue, but my message is not Tawheed. وَجَلِّ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِ, in his generation. And this is basically his dua. يَا الْفِرْ مَنْشَ رَبَّنَا وَجَلْنَا مُسْلِمَانِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتَنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. So it is not only that we should be a good Muslim. It is also important those we are leaving behind. So that means how to do this unless without return then. And if really we succeed in this issue, if we do something, then we will be together one day. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. And as for those who believe and their offspring follow them in faith, we will unite with them their offspring. So you see, this is if they follow their forefathers, their faith. If they are good believers and the children following them, they will be together in the Jannah. So this is the message of Islam, and you see always the duty of the parent to take care of their children and take care of themselves. And you see always, you see the dua of Asmeri Fizubriyati again and again, and saying, be gracious unto me in the matter of my seed, my offspring. So the duty is basically, we need to do something. We're living in an environment, in this country, the God gave us the most precious thing is children, the best gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the duty is how to cherish, protect it and preserve. That is the most important thing. If we become what we want our children to become, they may become what we want them to. That is the best thing for us. What we want from them, they should see something in us. And that is, we should not forget about this. We must set example for our children for the rule that we want them to follow. Sometimes we see this issue of, our ulama will discuss the whole day this issue. TV, internet, and this pressure, of course. This is all very important tool. And we must know what we can give to them. We should set some rule. And if we tell our children that give up TV basically for a week, can we first practice the same for ourselves? That is basically, we must show something inside our strength, What we want from them, they should do the same way. So, and you see, this time has changed, maybe. In the past, like maybe 50 years ago, 60 years ago, if you back to the, what kind of problem basically we have in our schools, maybe like, we can say the people, children are running here and there, talking during classes, or maybe they are not putting paper on the place, or, the waste paper basket, something. Now, what you have something else, problem. It's not a simple problem today in our schools, maybe. they are drug abuse, alcohol abuse, suicide, robbery, assault, burglary, arson, pregnancy, rape, so many issues in public school. Something changed. The bigger issue now is not something simple thing we recognize in the past. Then we must recognize the pressures that our children are exposed to. And so we need to deal with this issue. We cannot leave them alone. Because the whole environment changed, the situation was the same way like 40 years ago. It's totally different society that we're living here. And we must aware of this evil. And we must teach them how to fight. And you can fight only with the power of faith. And that needs efforts. Without efforts, we cannot deal with this issue. Inshallah, if we do our job, Allah will help. We will have success in our life. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa afin dunya wal akhirah innaka kulli shay'in qadir.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
As Mullah just mentioned, brothers and sisters, we are facing a huge challenge. Our communities, our younger generation, ourselves, we are constantly exposed. We are exposing ourselves. And with our busy life and changing times, we are constantly exposed to the bombardment of materialism. All kinds of different isms, all kinds of ideology. Our faith has been questioned. Our faith has been attacked in the media, in the schools, in public domains. And we are under quite pressure. So, if we want to face, turn our face away, I mean, it will be our mistake, it will be our ignorance. But we need in these times to reflect what should we do to protect ourselves. What should we do? And at this time, I mean, we have to ask ourselves where our younger generation is headed. Where are the youths? Where are the youths? All I'm just talking about all over the country. In the centers, where are the youths and what can we do to help and build bridges between the younger generation and the older generation so we are all on the same page. And in this time of suffering and hardship, we feel that we need to turn our faces to our Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. As Prophet has said, the example of my Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam for you is like the Noah's Ark. Those who board it will get deliverance. And those who missed it will be drowned. With this storm of anti-Islam, materialism, all kind of ignorance which are being thrown at us, we need our faith. We need to ask our Imam of time, inshallah, that he guide us.